My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist, composer, and arranger Dick Hyman, a musician of prodigious talents, encompassing all styles. Even fly specks on a piece of paper receive the master's touch. As part of our celebration of our 30th year on the air, we're bringing back some old friends from our first years of Piano Jazz, and Dick was a part of the first season in 1979. Wow, 1979.
That's back in the medieval times.
Yeah, pretty much, isn't it?
Yes.
But of course, you were one of the first. And here we are, some 30-odd years later.
Just amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing. We're still doing it.
Yeah.
And better than ever, I think.
Oh, I hope so.
And I was just trying to think, when did you and I meet? I remember.
Oh, my.
At the cookery?
Yeah. Which is even earlier than the beginning of your program.
Oh, yeah. And they only had one piano. Oh, no, they had a little piano as well as the...
Well, maybe at different times. I used to work at the cookery for quite a while on Sundays only, on the off night. And that was back in the 60s.
Oh, wow.
And I think you were there steadily all week long for various stretches. Am I right?
I think so. But then you would come in and sit in.
Well, we probably played four hands. We do that very well.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the start of something, I don't know, of us playing together.
And you know, it was with you that I met Ruth Laredo. And then you and I and Ruth had a lovely trio for some years, and I remember those concerts very well.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah.
And you cooked up all those jazz, because she wasn't really a jazz player.
No.
But you made her play jazz. You wrote some things for her.
I did, yeah.
Were very jazzy.
But I think the usual formula was that she would play something straight and you and I would improvise on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we miss Ruth. It's too bad she had to go.
Yeah, that was great fun. Well, so will this be. And I'm dying to hear you play. It's been quite a while.
It's been a little while. I like to play a song by Jobim from those times we were just talking about, even earlier, whenever he wrote a piece called Jazz and Samba, which I think in Portuguese is something like So Danço Samba.
His tunes were so lovely.
Well, they were very ingenious in their in the way they were set up. Although this one is you know, sort of standard chords of one style or another, but it's the rhythm of the melody that I think you react to. Would you like to hear this?
I would love to.
Okay.
Of course. I've got a book at home, or I don't know if it's a book or a magazine, in which you wrote 100 tunes everybody should know, or 200 tunes. Do you remember that?
Oh, sure. That was. I think the full title was one of the longest ones you can imagine. 100 tunes every professional player should know, with proper substitute chords. I think that was the title, something like that.
I didn't know about the substitute chords, but I remember looking at the piece and thinking, gee, I believe I do know all those tunes.
Of course you do. But then I put out a second volume.
Yes.
Another 100 tunes that every professional player should know.
I got that one, too.
Well, thank you.
And I'm not sure if I know them all. And I thought one of these days we should have some sort of a competition in which we try to outdo each other with tunes.
Oh, well.
But unfortunately, you would win.
No, I'm not so sure.
How did you compile your two books of 100? I bet there's more. I bet you could do a third book.
Well, yes. Actually, there are more. But I think we nailed most of the top 200. I just thought about them from my various experience and in conferences with the publisher, who also had some, at Stuart Isikoff. He had some ideas, too. There's a common, at any one time, there's a common bank of tunes that everybody draws on. I am not that familiar with the ones of this time, right now. I know that people who are playing club dates and really on the scene, in a way I'm not quite as much. They have a different store of titles that they know very well, just as we know the earlier ones.
Well, you've got some great tunes here. I Love You, Porgy. Are you going to play that?
Would you like that?
I love that tune.
Okay. I Love You, Porgy.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.